Time now for Tom Morgan's Money Talk.
Hi, pal. Read it and weep, all you abstainers. Drinkers of alcohol tend to be richer than teetotalers. And heavy drinkers tend to make more money than light drinkers. So say researchers in Canada, University of Calgary, also researchers in the U.S. and in Britain. Now, why? Why would this be? Nobody knows for sure. Nobody. But here are a few guesses. A few theories. Maybe people in high-earning jobs feel more stress than those in low-paying jobs feel. And feeling more stress, perhaps they turn to more booze. Perhaps. I also give some credence to the drunken braggart theory. And what I mean by that is that the drinkers may very well have bamboozled the researchers, the survey takers. After all, we have all known the drunk who with every drink grows a little more important in his mind, and he starts the evening with a drink as a $30,000 a year salesman, but by midnight he's a pretty well schnockered national marketing director hauling down $300,000 plus options. And wait, let me tell you about the good years. More after this wee pause. If you'd like a good analysis of all of your investments, call 1-866-225-4334. Get Tom's questionnaire or do that questionnaire online at the website, tomasinmorgan.com. Hi, it's Tom again. Real notes from real doctors. Real notes, yep. Patient's medical history has been remarkably insignificant with only a 40-pound weight gain in the past 3 days. Both breasts are equal and reactive to light and accommodation. I saw a patient today who is still under our car for physical therapy. This is Tom, as in Morgan.